if you would, first of all, Daphne, tell me your name and where you're from and what you do.
Daphne Holcherman. I'm from Watertown, Wisconsin, and I have a dairy farm there with my husband Lloyd and our young partner Tim Strobel.
Well, here at this NAMA Trends in Agriculture conference, we were talking about this new ag community, and in your panel as producers, how you are living in that today and dealing with it. What were some of the kind of key points that you think came out in the session?
Well, I think we all realize that we can't just be a farm in our little neighborhood rural communities anymore. We have to be a big player in a bigger pond. We have to be in our big cities near us. We have to be in our state level talking about agriculture, all the good things agriculture does for our economies, what we do for the environment that's good. We are the true environmentalists on farms, and we don't give that message out enough. So we need to be at the table when policy decisions are made at all levels. And we need to think about agriculture on a world level. We can communicate with people all around the world now with the digital age and all the computer things that are happening. We need to be on a big, big picture and think about how agriculture impacts others.
Well, I certainly heard a strong message about how we do have the consumer out there and people who are detractors even of certain commodities or segments of the industry, and some of these new tools allow us to try to tell our story, and I see more and more of that being done. When it comes to dairy producers, maybe yourself and others, are you seeing producers start using those tools to tell their story to the public?
I think we do see the value of what a little bit of communication can do. I was trained as a journalist and a communicator, so I know two-way communications is great. We need to work at it from our end because we're so busy producing a product, and we do that very well. Now we have to work a little more at marketing and then telling the consumer how we do it and why we do it every day. And I think producers are taking a little time. We have to make time in our schedules to talk about that, but we can connect directly to consumers, and we're talking more to retailers in Wisconsin as a dairy effort. We're trying to reach the dairy case managers. When consumers are there and they have a question, whether it be about milk or butter or labeling or calories, we're trying to educate those people who are right there on the forefront taking questions from consumers so they know what we can do and what dairy can offer.
What do you think about the idea of having, whether it's a cooperative or an ag group for a particular commodity, maybe start doing some educational sessions for the members about how they can use new communication tools, for example?
Oh, I think it's very valuable. I've done a few of them, and I wish I could go to one every year just to keep up, to get next level, to spend a little more time. Once you've had a successful story and it works for you and it works for someone, you know, and you've made a point and people really get it, then it becomes so much easier for you to do it, and you know it's worthwhile and you know that it's making a difference.
Well, just kind of a final comment on the dairy business. I know that it's been in tough times, but how do you feel about your industry right now and looking ahead?
Dairying is a challenge. It is every day, but we know on our farm that cows are our strength. We care for our cows. Everything we do revolves around taking care of our cows and making them the best they can be. Then they'll produce for us. We'll have a good profit. We'll have a good operation over the long haul. And we've got younger generation people. We have two teenage daughters that may be interested in taking over a farm or being involved in ag or food production. We have two or three young employees that just started with us right out of college. One of them's from a farm, one is not, but they're taking hold. I think they show a lot of promise. And so there's a future in ag, and we have to make it bright for them.
Great. Well, thank you very much for talking to me here at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.